Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fella by the name of Mark Rivera, who's checking in right now from his snowbound home up north.
Yeah.
Morning, buddy.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Patty.
Now, I want to talk to you about something from the past, something that happened a few years ago, because not only does Mark travel with Billy Joel, and for those of you who don't know, he's a sax player, and you've been with Billy for, you're the last standing member of the band, right?
Yes, I am. In fact, it's coming on February. It'll be 39 years.
Holy cow.
Since you were two.
He's very temperamental. You be careful. I don't know if he's going to keep you around that long. That's what people told you, I bet, back then. So anyway, but in addition to playing with Billy Joel, he also works with Ringo Starr. Every summer, Ringo puts together an all-star band of, you know, really good people. He had Brian Johnson from AC/DC, Jeff Lynne from ELO. Sometimes he takes out Mick Jones from Foreigner. Oh, Joe Walsh travels with him. Anyway, he is the music director. He's in charge of keeping all these people on the page. And Ringo, of course, plays drums and sings. So they were playing Radio City Music Hall a few years ago. And it just so happened the gig fell on Ringo Starr's 70th birthday. Mm-hmm. So they're going to play Radio City Music Hall, and they've done it before. So start right there. Mark gets a call from Joe Walsh, you know, the guy from the Eagles. And what did Joe say to you?
Joe, in his own way, says, "Hey, Mark, how you doing?" I said, "I'm good, Joe. How are you?" He says, "Well, Paul wants to do a thing for Ringo's birthday. You know Paul, right?" I said, "Yeah, Joe. I know Paul. Paul McCartney, right?" He goes, "Yeah, Joe. Paul wants to do this thing. He wants to do birthday. So we're going to rehearse Radio City in the afternoon before the gig." I said, "Okay, I'm cool." So, you know, I'm cool.
It's and you're responsible for getting him to learn the song, though.
Well, the thing is, birthday, I figure, okay, it's okay. So we get there. It's myself, Paul McCartney, or Sir Paul McCartney, thank you, Joe Walsh, Edgar Winter, Rick Derringer, and Greg Bissonette. It's an amazing lineup. You know, we run through the song, and the first time we ran through it, I don't know if you read this, Paul didn't play the line all the way through. So I, you know, I told him, by the way, Paul, in the song, the bass line goes all the way through and go through all the way. And everybody looked at me like I had my second head on, like this guy's going to get fired, or we're all going to get fired. And Paul's going to say, screw this, I don't need it. So Paul said, all right, got that. And the next time we did it, he came in two measures early on. Yes, we're going to a party. So I had to tell him, I said, Paul, by the way, I came in two measures early. This is the second time. Now everybody's thinking, with toast, it's over.
Now, you do know he was in a band before, right?
Yeah.
You did realize that.
But he can still make mistakes.
Well, yeah. What I do for Ringo is I try to make sure it's right. And
yeah, sure.
I was told to do it. So anyway, the third time we're getting ready to do it, Paul says, I'll tell you what, mate. He goes, this time I'll play bass and you sing and I'll work it out. So I'm singing birthday and Paul McCartney's my bass player. I'm
like,
it's like surreal. And,
man.
The funniest part, in my opinion, is there was a tour going on of Radio City, about 15 people. And now there's a tour guy going back and, you know, search, this is where this is. And 15 people are staring up at the stage saying, that can't be. No, that can't.
Can't
and sure enough, at the end of it, we finished the third time through and they finished the last rehearsal and they're clapping. And Paul walks up to the mic and says, thank you, very small but enthusiastic group of Radio City tourists. And it's priceless. It's fried. As it turns out, I believe you told me Lewis said, or I think Lewis mentioned.
Yeah, Lewis was there.
Yeah, he was there. And what was it? He said the bass was lit up. I was on the side of the stage with Ringo because, you know, we'd already done our encores and stuff. So I didn't see from the front what was going on. I'm getting ready in the wings, so it was a surprise still.
Barbara knew about it. His wife was backstage, and they finished their encore. Everybody in the audience thought the show was over. They didn't know that Paul was going to. It's a big surprise for Ringo and everybody but the band. No one knew about it. So all of a sudden, Louie told me that the place was dark, and all of a sudden, one spotlight went on, and Paul McCartney's bass guitar, which is a very unusual-looking instrument, it's a Hofner,
right, yeah.
And it was sitting on the stand, on the stage, with the spotlight. And like I said, everybody knows that guitar that Paul McCartney plays, the bass. And somebody in the audience said, wait a minute here. And they caught on, and they started cheering. Probably Ringo was backstage thinking, what are they trying to get us to come back out again?
Yeah, right. Ringo's thinking, I'm done. It's like when you see that bass guitar, it's like the Mona Lisa. There's nothing in the world like it. And Paul waves it around like it's like, you know, it's a ukulele. It's amazing.
Yeah.
The guitar has to be worth, I don't know how many millions of dollars, because, you know, they auction off like guitars here and there, like, you know, for $500,000, for $1 million. That guitar is invaluable. And that's the one forever. It's not like he got a second model. That's his guitar.
So the crowd realizes that's Paul's instrument, and they start cheering, and nobody knows why. Ringo's, what the hell are they doing back there? Paul McCartney finally walked out. What's going on here? And here comes Paul. You can barely hear Paul in the background. But next time I interview Paul McCartney, first thing I want to say to him is, can you believe the gall of Mark Rivera to tell you how to play your own song? See if he remembers. That's a great story. What a great story. And you know, it's funny, too, because Ringo, he played the drums on that night at the Radio City, and he came down, he gave him a big hug, the two of them, right?
I have a picture from a friend, Brent Carpenter. It's myself in the background, and Ringo and Paul embracing, and it's one of my favorite pictures of all time. It's just the two of them together. It had been so long since they played together. And frankly, I took the sticks off of Ringo's kit because I didn't want anybody playing those drums except Ringo. In other words, we already had Greg Bissonette, Jeff Jonas, the drum tech. I said, unless it's Ringo, nobody goes on that kit. He said, understood. And Ringo came up. He was like a kid in a toy shop. He leaped on the drums, and it was such a joy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.